Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Here we go again, having yet another dispute. And Carla's trying to shame me this morning. That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to put a shame label on my forehead. And I'm not going to let you get away with it, because I'm speaking truth this morning at Power 93.5. It's just the rest of the audience doesn't have the gall nor the courage to call up and speak truth like I'm willing to say. I am speaking for the silent majority.
And guess what he's speaking about right now? Making a damn bed. He's, you know what? This really isn't a dispute this morning. He's disputing with himself because he knows I'm right. Because this woman messaged us. She had a couple of friends stop in the middle of the night. I guess they do cross-country. They're moving, okay? So they stay at their house, and they didn't make the bed. And she's like, I don't know why this kind of got to me, but it's like, damn, I know I got to take the sheets off and wash them anyway, but she thinks it's common courtesy to just, you know, make the bed if you're a guest. I agree. You're at someone's house. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many nights you're staying there. You get up in the morning, maybe you got errands to run. They're going to look into that bedroom, and they're going to see you didn't make the bed. How rude. It's messy, makes the room look trashy, and it's an eyesore. I just think it's common courtesy. This ain't a hotel. I'm offering my home, my bedroom, to you as you're my guest. Make the bed. It takes 2 minutes out of your day. I mean, and while you're at it, if you really want to just go over the top, why don't you wash the sheets too? Comment on our live Facebook video. Power 935 to agree with me
host,
on there.
A good host will come and tell you, don't make up the bed. I got to wash that anyway.
They say
come
that.
Come on down.
They don't mean it.
And a good host will have breakfast ready for you. A good host will have the TV on for you, have your plate already set and made, and the coffee's brewing.
Are they going to rub your feet too, your bunions?
Well, I mean, that's a great host.
Oh my.
But a good host will do all of that.
You're delusional.
If you spend a night in my house, I'm going to tell you, don't worry about making up the bed.
Nobody means it when they say that.
Yeah, we
they
do.
They really want you to help.
No, we don't. It's more work for me to go and peel those suckers off after you made it up. 869-1093. Who's with me today? Who agrees with me? Is there anybody out there? Let's go to the power lines. Good morning, Power 93.5. What do you think?
And if I was a guest, I'd probably make the bed.
How nice of you, sir.
Well, would
if
you
they
make...
If they fed me a meal, I'd probably help them do the dishes and clean the kitchen up, too.
What a guy. What a courteous gentleman right
here. You want me to put him in the dishwasher for you? Fine. I mean, what do you expect? Come on. All right.
You're my guest.
Oh, he's just warming up because he wants you to like him.
No,
that's
he's
all.
Not. He's a good guy with common courtesy.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
He was raised right.
Like, I'll make the bed, Carl. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you say? Are you team make the bed or team keep it moving?
I agree with Carla.
Thank you so much.
You have to make the bed. That's the worst thing in the world is to walk into a bedroom or wherever there's a bed and there's an unmade bed. It is trashy.
You know
it
what?
Like it pulls the whole room together if it's made.
The room can be messy as hell, clothes everywhere, but if the bed's made, like, you can go on about your day.
Oh, come on.
I agree. It has to be made, and it doesn't take that long to do it.
Two minutes out of your day.
Be a nice guest. And just make the bed.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. When did you become such a saint? Hello, Power 93.5. You're making the bed or no?
Well, if I'm staying there for a night, okay, there's layers to this whole thing. I don't think guests should make up the bed. It is common courtesy.
Hold on.
It would be more courteous if you made the bed.
Oh.
And if you want to go above and beyond, you want to be that extra special, awesome, friend or whatever, you'll wash the sheet.
Oh.
Okay.
So are you that extra special friend, Hitman, or no? Silence says everything.
It's got to be specific people.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
It's got to be special people. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So I guess there's
you
a special
what?
Ones
These
and the
people
regular
are just
ones.
Calling to suck up to you. That's not how they are. Me, I speak truth. I'm not making a bet, but thanks for having me anyway.
Such a brat.
869-1093. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.